Many of us in urban areas take high-speed internet for granted. We've had it for years. But in parts of rural Wisconsin, internet service is unreliable or even non-existent. State and federal lawmakers are working to expand broadband access. In fact, Senator Ron Johnson held a couple meetings in Milwaukee yesterday, searching for answers. WUWM's Annalise Hensel visited people in northern Wisconsin to learn about the realities of being offline.
I met April Roski at the Logging Museum in Rhinelander in northern Wisconsin. She manages the artifacts.
This is a steam hauler. And as you can see, you know, it's like a tractor with a steam engine.
While part of Roski's days are steeped in the past, she also relies on a computer, but she can't depend on it.
It's just unbelievable. You're constantly being kicked out of your computer, no matter what you do. It just says, Internet Explorer, stop working. Goodbye.
Roski says her internet service provider tells her too many people are using the system.
So I do it 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night and still have that same problem.
The problem is that no one has yet installed the cables or wires needed to send high-speed internet into homes and businesses, perhaps because of the distance involved or the fact that there are fewer potential customers. So some residents have found workarounds to the slow, spotty service, although they're not perfect. Take Fred Bauman, who has an office job with Ministry Healthcare. He gets internet at home in Three Lakes from a satellite.
It deteriorates with weather conditions. It's fast enough to do some shopping and a few other things, but I can't work from home with that connection. I have to drive into Eagle River, which is a half hour each way every day.
Some people use cell phones in the areas where they can get a strong signal. TV ads promoting data plans are in heavy rotation. This one features Packers coach Mike McCarthy.
The cell phone coverage is great up here. The 4G flows like a river.
Coach McCarthy, can't we just enjoy nature?
Sure. You can also share it online with your friends.
Whether you need a little data, a little more data.
I also met a northern Wisconsin resident, Phil Height Manick, who's trying to get a small tower built near his lakeside home. The tower would send a broadband signal from a regional service provider to nearby houses.
It's kind of like electricity in the 1920s. You know, the people in town had it, the people out on the farm didn't, and pretty soon the people on the farm were unable to do their job without it, and so we had to make an effort to bring that technology out to those folks.
It's not that internet service companies aren't doing anything to expand high-speed access. It's just taking time, according to Don Sulowski of the Northwoods Broadband and Economic Development Coalition. He says the state and federal governments are giving companies millions of dollars to increase access in remote areas. But Sulowski says Wisconsin has lots of rural expanses and lakes, so those areas will never have the kind of coverage you expect in a big city. Rather, he says planners will have to craft solutions based on each destination.
We call it the creative patchwork quilt of solutions. You're going to have some wired, you have some wireless, some of it's going to be DSL, some of it's going to be cable, some of it's going to be fiber. But you got to take what you can get, where you can get it in a rural area, and recognize that there's going to be no universal solution.
Sulowski says the solution also will require time, probably another 5 to 10 years, before, quote, every nook and cranny in Wisconsin has high-speed internet. In the meantime, April Roski of the Logging Museum says the unreliable coverage is not just an inconvenience. It's also bad for the economy. Some companies and retirees who've considered moving to northern Wisconsin have changed their minds because of the lack of broadband. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.